Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. We are live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com. Again, we are live this morning on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. It's going to look a little different. They've taken measures here at 106.7 The Fan where no more than two people are allowed to be in a studio, which is the responsible thing. The social distancing. So Eric and I are sitting diagonally apart, and Jason is in Grant and Danny's studio.
Correct.
How's it feel over there?
I mean, it's weird. It's fine.
It's strange. It's weird. I mean, everything's just, it's a living nightmare.
It's the apocalypse.
The world is a living nightmare, and it's going to take forever to get back to normal, and I'm just not happy about it. Yeah, I'm in Grant and Danny's studio, because Grant and Danny have the luxury of being on Comrex so they can sleep in and just chill and do the show.
Are you
their
jealous
bed.
Over there?
Oh, so jealous.
Yeah.
I would love to do the Comrex bit.
Right. I mean, I think it's inevitable. I think, look, we need to experiment with it anyway for our future.
Right.
So it is inevitable.
Do they have three more Comrex?
I don't know that you necessarily have to have a Comrex. Now, I'm not an engineer by any stretch. People will laugh at me. But I used to do, host podcasts for my house.
Right.
So I have like.
Well, so did I. I just did it through like a microphone that I bought.
Yeah, but I have Best Buy. I spent thousands on microphones and stuff. So right. I have a board and everything. Like I'm pretty sure I could do it. I have extra high speed internet. I'm pretty sure I could do it. And it would be pretty seamless.
Now, to be fair about Jason's, I don't know if this is fair or a shot. I listen to Big Fat Winners on occasion, and there were a lot of microphone issues.
Yeah, yours was an audio disaster.
Well, when it first started, yes, I think we cleaned it up towards the end. But yeah, it wasn't seamless. I mean, there were problems.
Yeah.
Well, look, I think we're going to play it by ear, day to day. Things are changing daily. We talked yesterday about where things were in society with the coronavirus, and by the time we went home, we knew that in the state of Maryland, they were shutting everything down: gyms, restaurants. Now it's takeout only. I went for a walk in my neighborhood, so I live. I don't know what they call it. Like it's a suburban urban neighborhood. So if you walk a few blocks, there are 10 or 15 restaurants.
Yeah.
I felt so bad all for
shuttered.
All of the places. No, they're open.
Oh, they are.
For takeout, every one of them, but how many people are ordering takeout from Paladar, from Ruth's Chris, from Coastal Flats?
The economy will change, I think.
It will change. The only place that I really saw last night in my neighborhood with a line of takeout, and a line, I mean five or six people, was we have an And Pizza. So that, I guess.
Oh, that place probably killed it.
I don't think any place was killing it.
What I think will happen is a lot of people that were waiters, they're going to end up for a couple months driving, delivering food. You could become a delivery person. And you probably help out in the kitchen because I think some of these places are going to eventually start to get overrun a little bit because people are going to want it. People are getting fever already.
Well, their bosses are also telling them to file for unemployment for a few months.
Which, you know.
You have to.
I love that, but I think they should, yeah.
I saw the guy from the Hill Restaurant Group laid off 300 people.
Yeah.
And that's inevitable. I mean, how can you stay in business if you have no customers.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's the only thing we can hope is that this only lasts for, you know, like they say, the 8 weeks. If it goes 15, 20 weeks, we're in trouble.
Well, what tanked the market was the presser yesterday when Trump said this could be July or August.
Well, he's a dumbass. But why does he wait? He should have waited until after the – he doesn't think. It's 3:40 in the afternoon, and the dumbass says, yeah, it's going to take – he probably doesn't even know.
I'm not a Trump defender, but I'm going to say this. He's been up and down. Yesterday was a better press conference because he was truthful.
Well, I think is the truth. Well, listen, I don't want to turn it into a Trump thing.
Hold on. He wasn't truthful because he lied about saying, because 2 days ago he said that they had it under total control.
Right. I said yesterday he was truthful. The day before, not
so much.
Well,
no, but he was lying yesterday about what he said 2 days ago. He wasn't 100% truthful.
Yeah. Well, listen, everybody knows he's a BSer.
I don't
want to
make this Trump button.
Yeah, please, I don't want to do that.
But the reason that it went down 800 more points is because the dumbass said it's going to take till August, 20 minutes before the market closed.
Right, but if that's true, that it's what it is, what it is. My point is simply, I saw a stark difference in his tone yesterday. And then when they, you know, recommended now gatherings, it started at 1,000. Then it went to 500. Then it went to 250. Then it went to 100. Then it went to 50. And with the quickness, we're now down to 10. And in certain places, it's 5.
You mean people?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
When I saw that, that actually gave me the runs.
Well, that's if people adhere to it.
Well, I had to have the most difficult conversation I've had yet. And I'm not, we're going to hold on and do the best we can. I told my kids they're now on lockdown. Yeah. That they're on lockdown. It's not about you. It's about others. And, you know, they took it well. But, you know, an hour and a half into it, they're going crazy. They're literally, and my son says, Dad, I'm going to blow my brains.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, and I understand it.
I got home yesterday, had lunch, Eric, took my dog for a walk, a good 45 minutes, right? Got home, my kids are still sleeping.
Yeah.
They slept till 12:30.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame them. Yeah,
there's nothing to do.
I'm actually happy when they're sleeping because then I don't have to occupy them. My youngest asked me to play chess with her 800 times yesterday.
Yeah, well,
I can't do it.
You should be a chess expert by the end of this.
I can't. The games are interminable. They last forever. I wish I could beat her in two moves. We're on the same level.
Well, I played NBA 2K yesterday with my son. I just got my ass kicked. I'm not a gamer. Okay.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden I'm stepping into the gaming world and I'm just getting crushed. My daughter went for a run. She has a challenge today and there was nothing getting around it. Life is just unfair. So she came back from NYU on Friday. It was going to be spring break anyway, right? So she brought home a lot of things. NYU yesterday at 4 or 5 o'clock, they sent an email to all the parents. You have 48 hours to get all your stuff out.
I got the same email.
Oh,
48 hours.
We have longer time, though.
She's driving with her mom today to New York, the hot zone, going to NYU into the dorms to get all of her stuff, or it's gone.
Well, how about my son, when he came back, because he came back in a buddy's car, didn't have enough room.
Of course.
So he left his printer, his microwave, shoes, a bunch of odds and ends stuff, his toiletries.
Right.
He said at least the trash bags, little stuff. I told him, let him have it. Let him have it. It's okay.
Yeah,
I'll pay for it.
Those items are essential.
Yeah, let him have it.
Yeah.
Let him have it. I'll pay for it. But he doesn't want to do that. He says, no, I want those shoes. I want those clothes. Those clothes I have there, I want. I'm willing to eat it.
Kelsey has most of her clothes back with her, but she left most of her coats there.
Yeah, so that's a disaster.
I mean, I guess you could start over and just get all new coats.
That's what I was thinking.
Life is expensive.
Well, it is expensive. Yeah. Oh, it's an expensive proposition. Driving up there and all that other crap. You got to do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. We got to go down Saturday.
I'm holding off as long as I can. They gave us like 3 weeks.
No, she has 48 hours, and the amazing thing about NYU is...
But I'm not paying for a whole new wardrobe.
It doesn't affect our family.
Not a whole new, but...
But I think 20% of NYU, something like that, is international. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Those people are going to eat it.
Where are they going to go?
NYU may be able to ship it, but they have no idea what is yours and what is your roommate's. It's not like everything you have in a dorm has your name on it.
The other thing I told him, well, Stevie's roommate took all his stuff because his dad came and helped him.
So that would work out. Saying I'm feeling for the international student who came over from London and is going to New York University. How do they get their stuff back? Their travel bans. They're done.
I don't know. Put it in storage.
I told him, I said, pay one of those
girls lacrosse players.
My son has, you know who did his laundry all semester? He was paying girls to do his laundry for $20 a pop.
You were paying, you mean?
I guess. Well, I guess I was.
15. Plus he's got an income.
$15 to do the laundry and $5 if they would fold it.
Right.
And so he had a girl that was doing his laundry for him all semester. I said, find that girl, and I'll give her $100. Just I'll Venmo her $100 to just put all your stuff in a trash bag,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll get it in the fall.
Right.
We'll get it in the fall.
Yeah.
But that's not going to work because none of those people live right around there.
Lockdown at your home at the Bickle household in Kensington, does that allow them to go outside like for a walk or a run?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. But
you got to get out.
Of course. But it's just
there's not much else to do.
The problem is, and it hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday when that Dr. Burks, I think is her name.
Yep, Burks.
One that was talking about millennials.
She said it's on the young people. This generation is on the young people. You're the ones that are going to be the key difference. And because in my kids, I thought I was being responsible, and I still think I am. I still think it was. I mean, they were doing small groups, two or three guys in a house. My daughter with one or two people, and they're just asking you not do that because here's what seems to be the big thing here is that the healthy people are unwittingly spread, and that's what's different from H1N1 and Ebola and all those others. You showed symptoms, that's when you spread. This one, lots of people have it, they're not showing symptoms, and they're spreading it. And I think that's what's vexing everybody. That's what's made this a conundrum. Because if you're sick, most people can figure that out and stay home. Here, people.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell said he felt fine.
Perfectly
fine.
Idris Elba yesterday says, I feel fine.
Right.
Perfectly fine. He's positive. I mean, that's the problem. And so everybody like under 45 is, and I don't blame them because they say, I feel fine. I'm going to go out, but they're spreading it. And so.
Fellas, I feel like I'm in prison.
Yes. Well, the kids feel even worse.
It's a larger, more free prison.
Yes.
But it's prison.
Yes,
now,
you're right.
Now, where you are, the restaurants didn't shut down, right? You said
yesterday, maybe Cavalierly.
I heard Clyde's is closing tomorrow.
Not yet.
You said
today. I heard Clyde's is closing today.
Maybe cavalierly that you would still be going to the restaurants. Are you actually going to do that?
I didn't yesterday. I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
I mean, the government says don't go anywhere with more than 10 people, but the grocery stores are open.
I know.
Well, because you have to eat.
There's 100 people there.
I know, but you have to eat.
But if
they said you can't eat, literally it would be an apocalypse.
I know. I get it. But everyone's at the grocery store. You could easily spread it at the grocery store.
Well, what they need to do, of course, but what they need to do, and I think people could do it themselves, is you pick the times to go. You go earlier in the day, later in the day. You know what I mean?
Later in the day is the worst. Everyone gets home from work and they're all there.
No. When I say later in the day, I mean 10 p.m., 11 p.m., like the ones that are still open 24 hours.
Well,
you just got to be strategic if that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
there's no time slots.
Usually people just go when they can go. And I went yesterday. I was looking for ground turkey. Ground turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to make turkey burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Valdez.
Probably wasn't.
Just turkey burgers.
Did you go in the middle of the day?
I went to four grocery stores. Couldn't find it. Went to three Harris Teeters and one Giant. Zippy turkey.
I need to know what days have deliveries. Like, when do they stockpile up?
I don't know.
I think the groceries, I don't know about everything, but they stock every night. They restock every night.
I mean, there was zero meat when I went.
What time did you go?
Like 11:30.
Wow. When I went.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I went 2 days ago at 10 a.m., 10:30 or whatever after the show, and it pretty much everything there was nothing I couldn't get.
I just need to know the schedule so I can coordinate around it.
Somebody call in or text us.
And I know that, toilet paper and paper towels, that's and waters. I'm good.
People that buy water are so dumb.
Here's a better idea. If you work for Harris Teeter or Giant or Safeway, if you can back your truck up to my house.
Would you appreciate that?
I would appreciate that.
Well, how about this?
And I'll just get all the meat I can get, and I'll put it in the
Mark
freezer.
Mark from Medium Rare is delivering food to my family today because he's delivering food as part of a promotion and to help, to people that are self-quarantining and staying in.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe tomorrow they go to your house, and maybe the day after that they go to your house, JP. And then they go to Drabby's, and they go to, Valdez.
I mean, he's a great guy. I think he'd save that for the needy families, to be quite honest.
I agree.
I'm needy.
I told him I don't need it.
He doesn't need to hook me up with some fillets.
Do you know why I did it? To make my kids, to give them a little bit of a rainbow of hope. Something. Something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. We got a lot to do on the show today. Obviously, we're going to talk about the coronavirus. Now it's affecting our lives, and we'd love the show to be interactive. So you can call us at 800-636-1067. We are live this Tuesday morning, March 17th. We'll talk NFL free agency. The Redskins lost out on a couple targets, but brought somebody home. So we'll get into that on the show today. Mike Jones, who covers the NFL for USA Today, is going to join us at 7. We've got Michael Lombardi from Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. He will join us at 8 right here on the Junkies. We are live on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live this Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. Brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Coming up at 6:45, we will hit the scans and fill you in on who the Redskins missed out on, who the Redskins lost, and who they gained in NFL free agency. Thank goodness for NFL free agency news. It was a nice respite. Sideshow to talk about.
It is tone deaf, but I appreciate it.
It's a little bit tone deaf.
I did appreciate it.
Instead of just talking about how our lives are changing, you can turn to the NFL for a while. And like my boy yesterday kept asking me, how does Bill O'Brien have a job?
I know.
And I said, they win the division a lot. And he said, but how is he the GM? Just the DeAndre Hopkins deal, I think, surprised everybody, right? So DeAndre Hopkins goes to the Cardinals.
I was stunned.
For David Johnson, who's, I think most people would say, washed up. But he goes for David Johnson, and they really don't get that much more. There was an exchange of draft picks. I guess Hopkins and a fourth-round pick go to the Cardinals for Johnson. A second-round pick this year and a fourth-round pick next year. What is Bill O'Brien doing?
You know, I don't know, but David Johnson's not even that old.
He's not that old, but he just had a lot of injuries.
Well, he had one season where he basically missed the entire year, but then last year he was banged up. You're right. I mean, he had one really good year. I was stunned when I saw it. I mean, Houston gave up on a 26-year-old stud receiver. Stud. Will Fuller's always hurt, right? So they got nothing at receiver right now.
They have Kenny Stills, right?
Okay, they got Kenny Stills, but man, I don't understand that at all. I can't believe. I know he's the GM. Bill O'Brien's the GM. See, this is the problem when you have the GM and the coach at the same position.
Mm-hmm. Right, because he probably gets his feelings involved, and maybe he doesn't have a great relationship with him. He also,
I can't believe the owner allowed it.
He got rid of Clowney, Jadeveon Clowney, and I don't think he got much in return there either.
Yeah, well.
Well, everyone universally hates O'Brien, or they just think he's a buffoon.
Well, the funny thing
is... I know
is
that. I don't pay attention.
They got less for DeAndre Hopkins than the Vikings did for Stephon Diggs.
Oh, the Diggs haul was 10 times
so
better.
Last night, Stephon Diggs...
It wasn't even close.
The Vikes had to do that.
For whatever reason, Stephon Diggs has not been happy in Minnesota. I don't know if he doesn't like Kirk Cousins, he doesn't like the city, he doesn't like the cold... Well,
you know what? I'll say this. He's
spot.
A local kid. He seems like he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
I don't know what the deal is. Kirk Cousins became the highest paid player in the NFL again with a huge extension.
Seriously? Those guys are geniuses. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to play seven straight years on guaranteed contracts.
So Kirk
I don't think
Cousins,
anybody's ever done it.
He's on the final year of a three-year $84 million deal, right, which he signed in 2018.
Yeah, he's got
and
7 years
they,
guaranteed.
They tore that up and replaced it with a new three-year $96 million contract.
You know who you can credit?
The
Bruce
Redskins.
Allen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the reason. He loves – He should send Bruce Allen the biggest Christmas gift every single year.
You know how I always say no one has managed their career better in terms of finances? Mm-hmm. And, let me see if I can move this so I get a better camera. Where's my camera? There it is. Looking at the camera. No one has managed their career better than Stern in terms of making money. Mm-hmm. Like when he went
Cousins
over to,
is up there.
Cousins has done the same thing.
Yeah. So what was the extension? 2 years.
He's going to get a $30 million signing bonus.
Wow.
A fully guaranteed $9.5 million salary in 2020.
Filthy rich.
A $500,000 workout bonus. A fully guaranteed $21 million salary in 2021. And a $35 million base salary in 22. So when you add it on to everything that he's made, I guess at least for a brief period of time, he's the highest paid player
well,
in the NFL.
Let me just say this. I know he hasn't won anything, but if you look at his regular season, he's 18-12-1 in 2 years in Minnesota. He's completed 70% of his passes. He's got 56 touchdowns and 16 picks. Those are really, really,
really
good.
Except the one loss record, and I don't know how much you pin on him.
I get it. I get
but he got a playoff win this year.
Right.
That's true.
I know that they want more than that, but that's the reason they're paying him that, because his stats are really, really good.
Right. But for whatever reason, Stephon Diggs didn't want to stay in Minnesota. You heard all the rumors all season long, and so he gets traded to Buffalo, and Buffalo gave up more for Stephon Diggs than the Cardinals did for DeAndre Hopkins. Stephon Diggs, to me, is a nice wide receiver. He's not elite like DeAndre Hopkins or Julio Jones.
Mm-mm.
He's in that next tier.
Yeah.
The Redskins would love to have something like
everyone
that,
agrees.
But he's not in that tier. It's crazy.
Everyone agrees. They got an unbelievable haul. They got an unbelievable haul for him, and they got nothing for Hopkins.
And why would you take away one of the best receivers in the game when you have Deshaun Watson? Don't you want to help out your top quarterback?
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense to me. I guess he wanted a versatile RB like Johnson is, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And running backs don't retain value in the league anymore.
The Houston media must be killing him.
Have to.
Got to be killing him. But in terms of Buffalo getting Diggs, I mean, they had Beasley, they needed a receiver. It's a great trade for them.
I wonder how he's going to handle that cold weather. Like,
right.
He's a pain in the ass.
I don't think, like, Buffalo
that's gonna
see,
that ain't going to work. And he thinks Josh Allen's better than Cousins?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. The dude's a 50% completion percentage.
I don't know, but it seemed like he was bitching at Cousins every week.
Yeah. Well, if he was unhappy with Cousins, he's going to be unhappy with Allen. And I'm making up 50%. But, I mean, that was a knock on him coming out of college, you know.
A lot of NFL news we'll get to throughout the show. Let's sneak in a couple of these phone calls. The big ones, though, Cousins becomes the highest paid player, DeAndre Hopkins to the Cardinals, David Johnson to the Texans.
You haven't even mentioned the Skins. Are you saving that?
We're going to hit the Skins at 6:45.
Oh, we are? Does that mean I have to hit that?
Yes.
I can do it. It doesn't matter.
You got to run the segment.
All right. Let me see here. Getting acclimated because I'm sitting over in Cakes' spot.
Yes.
We got Cakes on quarantine.
By the way, how about Case Keenum making $6 million a year?
That's so great. I'm so happy
for him. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, the thing that's unbelievable to me, as these deals were going down and the market was crashing, and I mean, I really do think the Dow's going to hit, we're going to lose 50% of our money for now.
I think it's going to go below 10,000.
It might.
We're not that far from it.
We're not that far. It might. But I do think it'll snap back once we get through this nightmare.
Oh, it has to.
But there'll be a lot of casualties that behind the scenes,
yeah.
But are left sort of in its wake. I can't remember what my point was.
The fact that they're throwing
money around with all these companies and these owners losing billions.
Yeah, that's how rich they are.
Trump's probably not a billionaire anymore.
People are getting crushed. I saw a tweet from a security guy who I guess does security things for Vegas. I don't remember exactly what his job title. He was an ex-military guy, and he said, you know something is super serious when the casinos shut down. He said, because when I worked there, we knew that we were losing millions if we had to shut things down for 1 minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Said even 1 minute would cost millions.
Well, that's why I'm telling you, yesterday in that presser, I saw a stark tone change. A stark tone change.
But reality finally hit him.
He should just let Pence talk.
For the most part, he lets the experts talk, and that's who I listen to. I don't care what he says. I listen to the experts.
Pence sounds presidential. Trump just sounds like a...
Well, who I listen to the doctors.
In the Upper West
Side. I listen to Fauci, and I listen to Burks. I listen to all those people. That's who I'm listening to. All right, let's go to Dave in College Park. Dave, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, I just want to share some stuff with you that, this is probably the first time over the last 30 years, I understand what we're going through and what we have to do. But it still don't mean you have to enjoy it or like it. But I'm going through I'm going through withdrawals here, man. This is the first time in 30 years I haven't gambled. And, even with like snow scares and bad weather, you can always play on your computer.
Right.
But everything is on lockdown.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, it's awful.
Well, I do okay, but I mean, if he's a lifetime loser,
Jason, if he's a lifetime loser and he's just hemorrhaging money, like for Rahm. Yeah. Except Brahm's vice is day trading, so this is like right up his alley.
Well, I'm a lifetime gambling loser too, but I need it every day. It's like I need water.
Well, why don't you start gambling? I guess why don't you start gambling on the stock market a little? I guess you already are, but do you have any? Do you have any for fun?
I'm not touching. No,
for
I'm
fun
not,
money,
I'm you can play online that. Blackjack.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I work in retail. So, but I'm off on period of time, so I got a lot of time on my hands. I was telling the call screener I was up north on Thursday in Atlantic City for like 3 or 4 weeks, and it was business as usual up there. And when I came home on the 12th, I mean, when I left on Thursday, there were still casinos were crowded, even though they knew some stuff was going on. They didn't care. I mean,
yeah.
I think it took a while to set in.
A lot of people don't watch the news. They don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And that was evident in Clearwater. That went viral yesterday. Mm-hmm. Of all the people at the beach.
You mean the beach? Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Well, they're all spring breakers. They don't care. They're all millennials.
Well, it's also families out there because if they tell you to stay in that, you can't stay cooped up, so you figure, I'll go to the beach. They probably didn't think there'd be that many people there. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, Florida doesn't have any mandate on... They must not have put the same mandate that, Maryland and Virginia.
No, and also, let's be honest, they're dumber in Florida.
It just depends by the state. Like, some states... Yesterday, obviously, you had the press conference on the federal side, but some states were proactive before. I would say Maryland is a state
pretty aggressive.
For New York, very aggressive.
Well, they have to be.
They have all the cases. Yeah.
The hot spots are the ones that are being aggressive.
Right. And then Ohio. Like, I don't know who would vote today in the election, choose to go.
That's
some
insane.
Of these states are actually keeping their primaries open.
I'll be surprised if that actually happens. I know they've been saying that. I'll be surprised if it actually happens.
And I think the Secretary of State in Ohio is an elected position, separate from the governor. So the governor, whose name I believe is Mike DeWine, he said, we're shutting down the primaries. The Secretary of State contradicted him and said, no, we're going to leave it open if people want to vote.
It's crazy.
What the hell?
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, they're really worried about some sort of dangerous precedent of canceling these things. But
I think they're worried about that. And I think Governor DeWine accurately says this. I have never gone to vote when the person sitting at the desk wasn't above the age of 65.
It's 100%
true. People who work in elections are always old codgers.
Yeah,
they're old codgers who care about the country and they want to do their part, but they sit there and they look for your name on the list and everything like that. Those are the most vulnerable people. You're going to have people lined up. And how would you potentially vote where you're supposed to keep 6 feet in between each of you?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Dude, I went for a run yesterday. And the one small little thing out of this is forcing me to exercise because I'm testing my lungs. I'm literally running to test my lungs.
Right.
And
I've gone the opposite way, by the way.
You're running less?
Well, yeah. I was preparing for a marathon. Now that's done, so why run?
So I went for a run, and I'm outside. I'm on a run. I'm on Beach Drive, and there's an older guy. Older. Probably 5 years older than me.
Sure.
He sees me coming. He literally walks off the path onto the grass as I'm running by him. I'm like, oh, my God, he's acting like I've got the
like the corona.
The corona.
Of course. That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
But as Jason said, that same guy will go to.
There was plenty of room for
that
us.
That same guy will go to the grocery store because you have to.
And there's 300 people
there. And line up a self-checkout with 15 people within 5 feet.
The problem is the lines. Going to the grocery and just getting your stuff is fine. It's just you don't want to be stuck in a line. But then there's a way they can do that. They should just spread out the lines. But I haven't really encountered massive lines at the grocery.
Not massive.
Yeah.
I haven't, but I've encountered what Look, I live right by Harris Theater. We went for a walk last night because there's not much you can do.
You should go for a walk.
So four of us went for a walk in the neighborhood. We walked by all of the restaurants, and I just felt bad for all of those people. And then we walked to Harris Teeter, and we got a couple of items. There are a lot of things. Meat, not available. Fruit, there wasn't much fruit. You're right, maybe it depends on the time, depends on where you are. But it can be tough sledding for a while.
Right. Yeah, no, it's... the thing that's throwing everybody is Fauci a couple days before. See, I'm almost kind of ignoring what Trump said too, because Fauci said, you know, maybe 8 or 9 weeks we can be over the worst of this. He had said that 2 or 3 days ago.
Right, but when you say maybe, it's conditional.
Understood.
Doesn't know.
Understood. But I just trust Fauci more than I do anybody else.
He's the expert.
Anybody
in the
else
field.
In the world. I think what Trump was referring to was when it's completely gone zero. Fauci might have been referring to, like, in Wuhan, they still have 15 new cases a day, but it's not like that's not like 2,000 cases a day.
It's much more manageable.
Yeah.
He's got to clarify.
I think there
that.
Was a disconnect. And Fauci came up and did clarify it.
Well, Trump doesn't think before he talks, and he talks in circles. He's got to clarify that because that freaks everybody out
the
even
best
more.
Thing for Trump to do is introduce the experts to step aside.
Correct.
We can all agree on that. Well, everyone in the world can agree on that.
And he take no questions.
Yeah, he doesn't need to take questions.
Let Pence take all the questions. He takes no questions.
I don't want to get all political. I think we should get off the politics. The only thing I'll give you is don't talk about breaking records in the market. Like, that is, you were talking about tone deaf on Friday.
He's not good at this stuff.
On Friday,
there's no doubt.
He doesn't have much empathy at all.
No, he's a business guy. He's autistic or something
people,
weird.
Talk about people dying, and the next thing goes, but we broke records in the market.
He's not a politician. He's a business guy.
He's
just a donkey.
This is not his specialty. This is highlighting one of his weaknesses.
Correct.
And we all have weaknesses. This is highlighting
one. People should tell him that.
Something happened yesterday. It was different. It was a stark difference, and that's why I had that hard conversation. And I would beg people to have that hard conversation with your children, because, be honest with you, it's putting pressure on other parents. When parents don't hold the line, and then their kids are hitting them up going, hey, we're all getting together, we're all getting together, we're all getting together, and you're like the only one who's not letting their kid. It's pressuring you know what I mean? We're all in this together. We're all in this together.
My daughter had a sleepover. Not a sleepover. Just one girl slept over last night.
It's probably okay, but I'm just being strict.
I didn't even know she was there because she probably got there at midnight.
Yeah.
You know, I've been asleep for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And I wake up at 2 o'clock, they're going to bed. Right. I woke up, took the dog out to go pee, and they're still up.
The problem, and what I said to my kids is...
I mean, seriously, what am I doing?
The problem is...
Why did my wife get up?
You guys are unwittingly spreading this.
Sure.
I'll give you this. This is unbelievable. The mortality rate for people under 40 is literally almost zero. For people even 50 to 60, you only have a 1 in 80 shot of needing ICU care, 50 to 60. People over 80, 1 in 5 are going to the hospital and need intensive care.
Yeah.
People over 80.
Now, the numbers change
every
day. It's
unbelievable.
The numbers change every day. On Friday, when we finished the show, the numbers were... I'm going to say roughly around 500 people in the United States had coronavirus on Friday. And now we're in the 4,000 range, and I'm sure at the end of the day it'll be 8,000. And
well, that's what they're trying to avoid.
But in Italy, when they first reported roughly around 1,000 deaths, only 2 were people under 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 no.
But like you said, our kids can carry it.
And at the same point, the healthcare workers are on the front lines of this.
Yep.
And I know people, for whatever reason, don't have compassion for old people. Maybe their parents are dead already, or they don't have good relationships. Like, just imagine it, your parent or your grandparent. I don't understand how people don't have any care for older people. It's unbelievable to me, the callousness. But the other part is, do you have care for the healthcare workers? Because this has been proven, as far as I could tell, and I've done a lot of reading on this. The healthcare workers that are repeatedly exposed to this, they're at grave danger because it's much stronger. So, you know, if you're just caring for people and you're getting infected, that's why these doctors and nurses are going down.
Yep.
Because it's much more virulent, if that's the word. Yeah.
We're going to talk NFL.
We have 85, just sorry to interrupt.
85 deaths?
85 deaths out of 4,556.
Is that the current live?
Current live number, 4,556 cases, 85 deaths.
See, the fear is that by, you know, later today it'll be 6,500, and by tomorrow it'll be 10,000, and then, you know, by, you know, Saturday, I don't even know what day it is. What day is today?
Tuesday.
Yeah, by, you know, Thursday it'll be at 20,000.
All right, we are going to talk about the coronavirus on the show, but we are going to offer some distraction. The Redskins made some moves yesterday. They also missed out on some guys. We'll fill you in next as we hit the Skins here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well this Tuesday, March 17th, 2020.
JP, I feel like I need my baseball pager.
Yeah, because you used to back in the day in the original nighttime days of the show sit in a different studio because
you know
the
what?
Studio wasn't
right.
big enough.
And I would have the baseball pager and I would be watching live updates and Mark McGwire would hit bombs and it would go dee, dee, dee.
I feel like we're in a time machine, bro.
I know.
Crazy. Oh, my God. And honestly, listen, this is a nightmare for everyone. That's what I keep telling my kids. This is, you know, this is not about you. It's about everyone's miserable. But if there's one silver lining for us, we are going to, through this ordeal, we're going to learn how to broadcast from remote locations and use that in the future in certain instances.
Pete just came in. We thought Pete was going to be on Comrex doing updates. He just came in. He said he doesn't have internet at the house.
Oh, my God. Well, so Pete's such a grinder.
So he had to come in.
Right.
My internet was really slow.
Appreciate you, Pete.
Last night. I don't know if that is
Pedro.
Going to be a factor, but my internet was slower last night.
Oh, it's been slow at my house for the last 3 days, and I don't quite understand why. I guess because everyone's using it from home or something. I don't quite understand why. But they definitely said that was something that was going to happen.
Yeah, should mention. In terms of listening to our show, there are a lot of ways you can listen. A lot of people are at home now. You can listen with your Amazon Echo. Just say, Alexa, play 106.7 The Fan. Your Google Home, say, hey, Google, play 106.7 The Fan.
Hold on, I'm going to tweet that out. Tell me what you're supposed to say again.
You can go to Junk's Radio. There's a tweet and a link, but there's a bunch because there's Sonos, there's Android Auto, there's Apple CarPlay, there's Waze, there's Chromecast, there's Roku. There are a lot of ways.
Well, hold on.
If you go to thefandc.com, right at the top, it says how to listen.
Did you already make a tweet where I can just tweet all the same stuff or no?
Yes, it's the top tweet at Junk's Radio.
For some reason, Junk's Radio doesn't show up on my feed.
Nightmare. Think about it, all the technology that we have available to us to listen to the show from wherever you are in the world, but we can't get a freaking vaccine for this dumb virus.
Well, they're gonna, but
I think
just,
in Australia,
the process of going through
I think that they've got something. Some of these companies have got something. They just have to.
You have to test
it.
It's not humane, really.
Well, yeah. Test
to
it.
Put it into the masses.
Test it.
I think they are going to test a guy it in Australia, right? Australia where
the vaccine is not the answer, in my opinion. That's the short term answer. Is we got to do what they're saying, and then treatments. That's way more. That's going to happen quicker.
All right, we'll do it all. But I want the vaccine, too.
Of course.
Because that'll keep people's minds at ease.
Well, if they know working on it all.
Yeah, but we're a long way away from a vaccine.
Well,
I think people that are...
They got to move quicker. I'm sorry. Move quicker.
That's what Trump was telling them. And then Fauci was like, look, it's going to be a year.
See,
I believe Fauci.
It's set
Fauci
in on,
said it's going to be a year.
It's set in on Jason.
I know the sports.
A week of no gambling.
I know.
I mean, no sports.
Life is miserable.
Of course it's
different. It's not different. It's miserable.
It's for everybody.
I know it is.
Yeah.
But I'm not everybody. I'm me.
Yeah. All right, but you do have some NFL news, Jason. So let me.
I don't care how you feel. I care about how I feel.
Let me shift topics to the Redskins. Can we get a little hail to the Redskins? Do you want to start with additions, subtractions, or misses?
Just whatever list you got in front of you.
Let's go in chronological order. First of all, one of the big targets, which seems like we've been talking about him for 2 months, Austin Hooper, tight end from the Falcons.
Gone.
He went to the Cleveland Browns, which I found curious because the Cleveland Browns have Njoku, but I guess they're going to go with Hooper. Maybe they go with both. Maybe they trade Njoku. The Redskins weren't able to land that tight end target. By all accounts, they were very interested.
What was the deal?
In Austin Hooper.
4 years, $40 million or something like that?
Signed a big money deal. Redskins weren't a part of it. Eric Flowers, who, of course, played guard this year.
This one hit me.
For the Redskins, signed a three-year, $30 million deal. Both of those deals, Hooper and Flowers, that was very early in the game. I think the legal tampering period started at 12 at noon, and I'm sure everybody knows they talk to agents beforehand. Yeah. But it seemed like right around noon, 1 o'clock, you knew Flowers was going to the Miami Dolphins. He signs that three-year, $30 million deal with $20 million guaranteed. And Hooper signs the big money deal with the Cleveland Browns.
Let's slow down for a second. All right, I want to talk about Flowers. Flowers is a guy that they literally got off the scrap heap. His career was over.
He was supposed to be a stud tackle.
His career was over.
It was a high draft pick, and he played with like four teams.
He bombed out at tackle, and then I don't know if he had tried guard before. Maybe he did one little brief dalliance, and it didn't work. But maybe you can give Callahan credit. They figured out a way to make him useful.
Yeah.
And not only does he cash in, God bless him, I'm happy for every single person that cashes in, honestly. But as a Redskins fan, like, I'm not saying he had to pay him $10 million. But that hurts because we're not going to lose Trent Williams and Donald Penn / and we're going to lose Eric Flowers. We have no left side of the line.
Well, they've got to address
it.
They
got no left side of the line.
They did address it yesterday. They added Wes Schweitzer.
Never heard of him.
They say is a very versatile guard.
Yeah.
Wes Schweitzer? Doesn't sound like a football name.
Schweitzer. He can play guard or center. He started 36 games in the last 4 years. He signs a three-year, $13.5 million deal. So you see the difference there. Flowers, 3 years, $30 million. Schweitzer, who comes over from the Atlanta Falcons, gets 3 years and $13.5 million. So he will be competing for a guard spot with second-year offensive lineman Wes Martin.
Yeah.
And then he may provide some depth with Brandon Scherff, who, of course, they franchise tagged, and Chase Rouye at center. They see Schweitzer as a guy who can play two guard positions and the center spot.
I'll tell you
what,
they better not mess around with the offensive line. Because if you're going to keep Dwayne, a young, inexperienced quarterback, learning on the job, you better have the best offensive line you could possibly get.
Okay.
And they've already lost, they're going to trade Trent. They've already lost Flowers. You mentioned Penn, although he's 100 years old. So they'd better address this quick.
Yeah. And in terms of corner, you heard a lot in the last couple of weeks that the Redskins were interested in James Bradbury, who's a stud corner who had played in Carolina. He signs a big $15 million deal per season with the New York Giants.
Right. Same division.
Same division.
Not good.
The Redskins miss out on Bradbury. They miss out on some other of the top-tier corners. Instead, they bring back Kendall Fuller.
All right. Well, they like Kendall Fuller. They gave him up and a second-round pick for Alex. And Ron Rivera said, we got to get him back. 4 years, $40 million. He's a good player.
He's only 25 years old.
Yep, good player.
They absolutely needed some depth in the secondary. I would imagine he'll start.
100%.
Fuller and Dunbar.
I just remember having Charlie on, and Charlie said he's a third corner. He was way down on him. Now, Charlie has been very pro Redskin lately, so he's kind of downplaying that move.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
well, it's his opinion.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not as high on him as others.
Rivera doesn't believe that. They're not signing him to $40 million if he's going to be a third corner.
He just appeared in 11 games last year for the Chiefs, started in four.
He only started four games, and he got $40 million.
Yep,
it's a great country, man. It's an unbelievable country,
especially if you can. Yeah, run, but I bet you he was on, fast or jump.
But I bet you he was on the field a lot. Third corners are on the field.
Okay,
a lot.
But Jason, think about that. He started four games.
Yeah,
healthy for 11. So he was a healthy non-starter for seven of them.
He plays mostly in the slot. 313 of his 498 snaps last year were in the slot.
So that tells me, what that tells me is they're not that sold on Jimmy Moreland. You know, they're looking at him as just like a seventh-round draft pick. They weren't wooed. You know, they didn't see the training camp exploits that got everybody all fired up with the Redskins, right? Because those guys are gone.
His regular season was
And his regular season was mediocre.
Yep.
And so Fabian Moreau on tape looked pretty good.
Yeah,
they might be counting on him to be the second corner. I don't know.
Finally, just to fill you in, they brought back John Bostic, the linebacker. So they re-signed Bostic.
You know, it's just he's a good linebacker. He is what he is.
And as you mentioned, Case Keenum, nobody expected him to return. He signs with the Cleveland Browns,
right?
Where he played with Stefanski, who's now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, when he was with Minnesota.
The Browns
so reunites with Stefanski.
The Browns did some work. The Browns got Hooper. You just mentioned Keenum. They went out and got Conklin, the right tackle from Tennessee. Gave him a 3-year deal.
Shouldn't be any excuses for Baker Mayfield and the Browns next season.
Problem is, the teams that tend to go up to these free agents, for whatever reason.
It's still the Cleveland Browns.
It never really works. I mean, I shouldn't say never, but it often disappoints.
All right, coming up next, we will continue to talk NFL. Mike Jones covers the NFL for USA Today, joins us next right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.